You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
It's budget week, and despite the modesty of this budget, the news cycle has been rolling in. Key to the budget is the gutting of the public service, with an additional 9,000 Kiwis working in government services set to be gone by 2029, on top of the thousands the government let go earlier this term. Seemingly as a part of this, the Social Security Modernization Amendment Bill will enable automated or robo-decision-making within the Ministry of Social Development, taking humans out of benefits and disability payment decisions, a practice that came to a dark end in Australia, with many recipients wrongfully lumped with debt that the government eventually had to foot. Here in New Zealand, it is made even more alarming by being sped through Parliament under urgency, removing the oversight and guardrails that reforms would normally face. And if they will have to foot the bill in the long run, is the government really making the savings they claim? The Green Party wants to ask this question in regards to our climate commitments. They say that poor caretaking of our emissions trading scheme has led to the failure of several auctions of credits, leading the government to be over $1 billion behind and failing to meet our international commitments that will cost the country even more in the long run. So for our weekly catch-up with the Green Party, I spoke with MP Ricardo Menendez March about the budget. Do the numbers add up? And what are the consequences to cutting people out of the hard choices? Well, kia ora, Ricardo. How are you going this morning?
Kia ora, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is our first interview since the budget was released. And so obviously we want to be touching on things in there. And then also there is the Social Services Amendment Bill that I would love to talk about later in the interview. But let's start off by talking about the budget. What were the things that jumped out to you this time around?
Yeah, look, if you look at the pre-budget announcements and the budget itself, it's really clear that this is a budget that's been balanced off the backs of low-income families. We've seen that because the government has chosen to take money from low-income homeowners. It has chosen to take money off state housing tenants. It has chosen to also, throughout this term, take money off low-income people who need borders. And at the same time, we keep being told there's not enough money for things like good public transport to end poverty, and yet there's clearly billions and billions of dollars for military equipment and cuts to landlords. This budget, in my view, will only leave the families that are struggling worse off, and in a direction that clearly shows us no ambition for a New Zealand that actually addresses things like wealth inequality and crumbling infrastructure.
When you're talking about the negative impact to low-income families and people on welfare, it does make me think of the Social Security Modernization Amendment Bill. It sounds like it's going to open up the door for some amount of automation within how we run work and income. Maybe you can speak to this. What is this law enabling?
So the Green Party has been the only political party chasing the fact that the government throughout this term has been slowly expanding the use of automated decision-making. Automated decision-making is effectively decisions made by a machine instead of a human. And under this budget, they introduced a bill under urgency with no public scrutiny that would effectively allow MSB to be able to make any decision, exercise any power, and when I say any, it literally is how it's written, through the use of automated decision-making. And so what this could potentially pave the way is for any decision in a welfare system to be made by a machine instead of a human. And this matters because effectively, all the time, we've got people on welfare who need emergency assistance to be able to put food on the table, to keep a home, to, for example, be able to be well enough for a life-saving surgery. And the amount of help that can be delivered and whether people can even access that help or not often relies on human discretion. If you take that back and put it into a machine, you know that there's going to be errors, you know there's going to be biases, and the key thing is that you cannot really make a machine accountable for mistakes. And so you also take away the accountability that exists in systems where humans are able to run them and to be accountable for those systems as well. And we think that's a really dangerous precedent that the government is setting.
We saw some of the consequences of automated decision-making in the Australian welfare system, where numerous people who were receiving different benefits ended up being lumped with a lot of debt that was not actually
theirs, really. This seems like this all these problems that could arise from this. And obviously, there might be some world in which this could be managed correctly, but obviously that's one in which you'd be thinking through these problems and putting firm guardrails. How was this legislation passed, and do you feel like it gave enough focus, and was there time to scrutinise the problems that might arise from it?
I think a bill that allows MSD to use automation for any decision, any power, should have received adequate scrutiny at the Select Committee. This is not something that the National Party campaigned on, and it does risk creating a lot of problems if the safeguards and systems are not in place. As you mentioned, in Australia, through the use of RoboDebt, there were mistakes being made and people literally died as a result of the way that the system was set up. In Europe, for example, you saw the Dutch cabinet resigning over the use of an automated system and the welfare system that also caused disastrous consequences for people, and families were wrongfully accused of fraud. And so I think that this is a complete disregard for adequate scrutiny, for good democratic processes. And look, this is not about being against technology. This is actually simply about using automation responsibly. I think when it comes to decisions over people's livelihoods, I don't think that automation is the way forward because of that lack of accountability. And like I said, algorithmic decision-making can actually entrench biases that already exist and make it even harder for those to be addressed. And so we could see disabled people, Maori, low-income women being disproportionately negatively impacted by the use of algorithmic decision-making, which is another kind of effectively another term for automated decision-making. And again, you take away all the accountability. Like we're not the wiser about who effectively is accountable for mistakes being made through the use of automated decision-making.
With the Greens' response to the budget, I saw several mentions of the collapse of the emissions trading scheme. I wondered if you were in a position to talk about that a little bit and what it meant for this claim to be financially responsible.
Well, the government seems to want to have it both ways. They have both taken, they haven't taken action on climate change. They haven't invested in the things that we need to meet our climate obligations, but more than anything, to protect our communities against the impacts of extreme weather events. And this looks like, for example, the electrification of our transport system. This looks like making sure that we can solarize state homes, schools and hospitals. And this is now creating the conditions where we're not on track to meet our emissions trading scheme targets and Paris obligations. And effectively, what this means is that if the government doesn't meet them, we have to pay all this money offshore. And then the government, on top of that, on top of not meeting their climate obligations, has not budgeted enough to actually pay those credits offshore for failing to meet them, effectively creating a fiscal hole within the budget. This is irresponsible, but more than anything, it speaks of the government's lack of commitment to actually taking climate action onshore and simply either relying on sending money overseas or just forfeiting those obligations and creating a dangerous precedent where nations just stop, trying to actually do their part on meeting their climate change targets. And this will leave us all worse off and worsen the climate crisis as well as the cost of living crisis.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me this morning, Ricardo.
Thank you very much, Manuel. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March about the budget, a controversial government law that empowers MSD to automate decision-making, and how the government's climate policy is incurring costs that aren't being budgeted for.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.